This is the Composer's Datebook for December 13th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1836, the Polish composer Frédéric Chopin held a musical soirée in his apartment in Paris. The famous Paris opera tenor, Adolphe Nourry, the Pavarotti of his day, sang some Schubert songs, accompanied at the piano by Chopin's friend Franz Liszt. Liszt and Chopin also played a new sonata in E-flat for piano four hands by Ignaz Moscheles. Curiously enough, one of the people Chopin invited was a petite olive-skinned baroness turned writer who, despite her gender, went by the name George Sand. Sand was notorious for her novels, which included passages considered quite racy in that day, and for her highly unorthodox lifestyle. She liked cigars, for example, and often showed up at parties dressed as a man. Chopin had met her earlier and, frankly, was repulsed. The 26-year-old composer was engaged to a much younger girl back home in Poland, a pale, childlike beauty who couldn't be more unlike the 32-year-old Sand. But as they say, opposites attract. Anxious to make a good impression, Sand showed up for Chopin's soiree wearing white pantaloons and a scarlet sash, the colors of the Polish flag, and she left her stogies at home. All it took was a Dear Fred letter from the girl back home, and before long the Chopin-Sand romance was the talk of Paris. "My heart was conquered," wrote Chopin in his journal. "She understood me." Composer's Datebook is supported by Condor Airlines, offering direct service to Germany from 11 U.S. gateways, including year-round flights from Seattle and Las Vegas to Frankfurt, Germany, with connections to more than 120 European destinations. More information on condor.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.